For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Hurricane Michael, now with 125-mile-per-hour winds, is expected to hit the Florida panhandle starting tonight. Jason McDonald says he and his family decided to leave Panama City Beach and head north into Alabama.
We want to get them out of the way, and we don't know if it's going to wipe out our house or not or anything like that, so we pulled the travel trailer, so at least we have that.
Meteorologist Allison Chinchar.
Most of the models are in very good agreement about this is where it's going to go. Not only making landfall over portions of the Florida Panhandle, but then from there going up towards Georgia and into the Carolinas pretty quickly, and that's good. That will help limit a lot of the rainfall that will end up being produced, but it doesn't help in terms of some of the other aspects.
The forecast calls for a storm surge of up to 13 feet. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Senogenix physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Senogenix, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Senogenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Senogenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Senogenix.com.
President Trump's former communications chief, Hope Hicks, is taking on a similar role at a new Fox company. Hicks will succeed Julie Henderson as communications chief for the new Fox entity. With more on the story, USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes gives us some new details.
The hiring means Hope Hicks will supervise messaging at her former boss's favorite TV news network. The new company has been created by the shedding of many of 21st Century Fox's entertainment assets to the Walt Disney Company, and it includes Fox News Channel, the Fox Broadcasting Network, several Fox stations, and Fox Sports. Hicks, whose hiring was announced on Monday, will be based in Los Angeles. She left the White House of her own accord on March 29th, after having a mostly behind-the-scenes role there. But she was one of President Trump's most trusted aides and had worked for him at his real estate company before he was elected president. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
First, there was swarms of mosquitoes. Now a new plague has come to the Carolinas. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
After Hurricane Florence, the North Carolina coast has been literally plagued with a tide of frogs and toads. But the storm's record-setting floods are not entirely to blame. State biologist Jeff Hall says the coast is experiencing a convergence of two types of frog and toad population explosions. The first wave taking the form of tadpoles born during June and July's abnormally heavy rains. The second is a boom of what he calls explosively breeding toads. And he notes that the flooding has augmented the interactions between humans and amphibians, as that latter group is searching for dry ground. Hall says coastal residents are likely to find a lot of frogs and toads around until the floodwaters fully recede. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Brett Kavanaugh took his place beside the eight other Supreme Court justices for oral arguments. In what could be described as a relaxed atmosphere in court, Kavanaugh asked questions of both sides in an argument over increased prison sentences for repeat offenders. He jumped in with his first question after most of the other justices had spoken. Questions from Kavanaugh and Justice Neil Gorsuch suggested they could vote against the Trump administration and side with the criminal defendant who's fighting an increase in his sentence from just over 6 years to possibly more than 15 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.